KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police have launched a manhunt after a retired police officer was shot and killed in Ladysmith. It's understood the 65-year-old was ambushed in the St. Chad's area this morning. Authorities say the motive for the attack is not known at this stage. In northern KZN, police are also probing a double murder after two people were killed at their home in Paul Petersburg. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Netsiunda.
Two people aged 41 and 55 years old were allegedly shot and killed on Saturday. Reports indicated that the male and the female victims were at their place of residence at Mangosuthu area when they were attacked by unknown people who opened fire at them, fatally wounding them at the scene.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says it's important to address concerns raised by different parties around the country's budget. Cabinet is meeting today to discuss it after its tabling was postponed last week over disagreements on tax hikes. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
Through his weekly letter to the nation, President Ramaphosa says the postponement of the budget speech to next month was unfortunate. He's acknowledged the delay in tabling it has raised concerns and uncertainty among South Africans, investors and the financial markets. But he says this being the first budget under the government of national unity, it's understandable that some things would require a different approach. He believes the disagreements don't mean the GNU is in crisis, but that democracy is working. Ramaphosa adds pushing back the budget speech to allow more discussions among cabinet members should boost public trust in the GNU. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The Human Rights Commission says it's taking a music producer to the Equality Court over alleged hate speech. The commission says it's decided to act after an investigation into Nhlamulo Baloyi's comments about white people on an episode of a podcast called The Hustler's Corner SA, which was posted on YouTube last week. Human Rights Commission spokesperson Wisani Baloyi.
Following the publication of the podcast, the Commission opened its own accord investigation and received a number of complaints which were registered with the Gauteng Provincial Office. The Commission found a prima facie case of hate speech.
The Commission says it's seeking a public apology, diversity and sensitivity training, community service and a monetary fine. And the Kremlin says it sees no grounds to talk to Europe as further sanctions are announced on Russia on the third anniversary of its invasion of Ukraine. European leaders are in Kyiv, where Volodymyr Zelensky's reiterated the need to be included in peace negotiations. Talks aimed at ending the war have so far only included Russian and US officials. Donald Trump's recently said Europe should take more responsibility for its security. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen addressed that.
I will present at this special European Council a comprehensive plan for defence investment, for scaling up our European arms production and defence capabilities.
The top story, police have launched a manhunt after a retired police officer was shot and killed in Ladysmith this morning. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Kagiso Rabada knows that Australia will be a very different prospect to Afghanistan tomorrow in the Champions Trophy. On a slot not convinced as Liverpool's side have sewn up the Premier League title despite being 11 points clear. And it's the Investec SA Open this week at the Durban Country Club starting on Thursday.